good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut it.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanja Hade. My colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. And as we all know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You don't need to live in the Twin Cities or Minnesota to call them.
Yeah, well, it's Friday, and it's fun Friday here.
It is fun Friday, isn't
and
it?
And we've had fun so far today.
Oh, yeah, lots of fun.
Well, I have. It's humid out, and I know you like to talk about the weather.
I know. You know, as I get older, if you're asking me to talk about the weather, you know I will.
Oh.
Because I love talking about the weather. I don't know why. But as I get older, I used to love hot, hot, humid weather.
Like
sticky, and you even remember those days.
Oh, yeah.
But as I get older, I can appreciate those nice, cool, like 75-degree day with no humidity at all. Well, I think I prefer that now.
In those days, you were a reptile, and now you're becoming more of a human.
I used to be a reptile.
Right.
I know.
So now it's like we're not fighting over the air conditioning anymore, and we're just keeping it on crank. So, again, you know, it's Friday, so you got your segment today, and then mm-hmm. we have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and whatever she wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, you know, one of the most unique things that are happening on our show that I dare say happens does not happen on other shows is Ogama with her news.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's get to Ogama right now and see what she's what's happening, because we heard some kind of no dapple news here in the beginning. I wonder
mm-hmm.
if she's going to report on that. Hey, welcome, Ogama.
Hi, Neem Buju, everybody. This is Ogama Ganuikwe with Native Roots Radio. As always, I do like to start with some water protector news. You know, I don't have too much more on the DAPL other than what was said in the AP Newswire just before we came in, that the federal judge has ruled that the Dakota Access Pipeline can continue to operate while the lawsuit on whether or not it's legal in the first place continues to happen.
I like how the news represented that. You know, we listen to the news a lot, and how it representative is that it'll make the economy bad. Well, this is a foreign oil company, and whose economy are they reporting that it's going to make it bad? So, sorry I had to say that. Go ahead, Ogama.
It's okay. I completely understand. So, in news of the Stop Line 3 movement in Minnesota, happening right now at Camp McGizzy and over the weekend, the South Sound Street Medics are at Camp McGizzy, and they are in from Seattle and Portland, and they're doing an in-depth frontline medic training course. If you have not signed up to go and you still want to go, just make sure that you do not go to Camp McGizzy unless you have received a recent negative COVID test. They do ask. Coming up next Monday is Minnesota Governor Walz's Climate Report Card webinar. That's hosted by the Minnesota Environmental Partnership, Sierra Club of the North Star chapter of the Sierra Club, and Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light. They are going to be using the midterm climate report card as a tool to inform Minnesotans about how the Walz administration is responding to the climate crisis. You can get signed up for the Zoom link at bit.ly/Walz. Report card webinar. Walz is with a Z if you're not from Minnesota and you still want to check it out. Next Wednesday, the Lower Fallon Creek Project has joined with the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center to present a two-hour plant medicine webinar.
Yeah.
That is next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. That is going to be live on air with Native Roots Radio, as well as in Madison. Shout out to you guys, Madison. the panelists that are going to be coming on are going to be talking about how to use traditional medicines. They're going to share recipes and talk about what's happening with our medicines as the climate changes. So this is going to be a really important, really special event. And make sure you tune in next Wednesday to Native Roots Radio to catch that.
Yeah, shout out to AM 950 and Devil Radio for carrying the full 2 hours commercial free. I'm sure everyone's going to find out. It's going to be very interesting. It always is interesting to me, and there's some really good people putting it on.
Yeah, absolutely. I am so excited for this. I know as a Native person, growing up outside of, really quality traditional teachings, it would be really important to me personally to attend this, whether or not we were helping to put it on for them, because there's things that I know that I would like to know, but, not to be confusing, but there's things that I know that I would like to know that I don't know yet, if that makes sense, especially when it comes to traditional medicine. It's really an important thing that I think our people could.
It's Friday.
I need a flow chart.
Yeah, it's a Friday after.
It's a Friday, that's for sure.
She just said she needs a flow chart, too.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand. Also happening next Wednesday in the afternoon, May 26th from 12 to 1:30, the grandmothers, it's the grandmother to grandmother Stop Line 3 pipeline event. They are going to be in front of the Minnesota Governor's residence on Summit Avenue in St. Paul. It is hosted by the 1000 Grandmothers Bay Area. They are coming all the way from California. MN350 and others are hosting it. And what they're going to do is to go outside the governor's mansion in Minnesota to signal to both Governor Walz and President Biden to use their power to stop Line 3. So that is going to be really exciting to host those grandmothers in. Also next Wednesday, May 26th in the evening from 5:30 to 7:30 is Soup Singing to Stop Line 3. That is an event that you can register for at tinyurl.com/soupsinging. And that is a fundraiser for Camp McIzzy and also a way for you to connect with your group to prepare for the upcoming Treaty People Gathering June 5th through 8th. Happening June 5th through 8th is the Treaty People Gathering in northern Minnesota. I'm going to keep drilling it into everybody's heads until June 5th. Make sure you go to treatypeoplegathering.com and sign up. If you are planning to attend or you would like more information, that is the website you want to go to.
We'll be up there, and I know there's a lot of people. If you follow hashtags, there's going to be a grip load of people up there. That means a lot, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, there's going to be a lot of people there. And to make sure that they have accommodations for everybody who would like to go, make sure you sign up on treatypeoplegathering.com. In Wisconsin, if you're not able to make it to Minnesota on Saturday, June 5th at noon, is the Paddle/Walk for Clean Water. They are going to be both doing a river paddle and a walk beginning on the Three River Park in Mellon, Wisconsin at the baseball field and playgrounds. And they will continue and conclude later at the public easement that Enbridge purchased from the city of Mellon, where they will feast, listen to music, and paint the forest. I don't know what that means, but the event runs 12 to 5, so if you're in Wisconsin, make sure you check out that. Other news in Enbridge, Enbridge's Weymouth Natural Gas Compressor in Massachusetts shut down for the fourth time since it began operating late last year. Enbridge is trying to claim that it's a force majeure, which means it's an act of God, but is also trying to claim at the same time that it was a routine maintenance. So they're trying to say it was a planned act of God. In lighter news, the Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska have declared that the Missouri River has water rights. They gave the Missouri River water rights and the recognition of legal rights, so that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And if you have not yet checked out Rutherford Falls, everybody, it's supposed to be really good. It is the first Native-run television comedy. It's supposed to be really awesome, so make sure you check that out. I believe it's streaming on Peacock.
Yeah, a former student is one of the writers, and he's in it, Bobby Johnson, and he's a 1491 comedian or 1492 comedian.
And I thought you were saying the Missouri River.
Oh, Missouri River. Sorry.
Missouri, because I'm
Missouri River. Up,
so I say Missouri.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, everybody, this is Native Roots Radio on Fridays. We'll be right back, and we have State Senator Mary Kunish on today, as we do every Friday.
Mm-hmm. Native Roots.
Roots. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break with Native Roots Radio. Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, good read. Good read. Way to end the week there, Wendy. Hey, so it's Friday, and we're always blessed to have State Senator Mary Kunish State Senator of Minnesota, so I just got to, bring that back up because we are all over Turtle Island and, on our friends in Madison and Devil Radio. So welcome, State Senator Mary Kunish, and I'm going to unmute you right now and welcome you.
Thank you very, very much, Robert and Wendy, for, is it kind of echoing for you?
There I go. Okay, great.
So, hello, good afternoon. Good to see you, Ogama and Wendy and Robert. Happy to be with you on this Friday afternoon, early evening.
Yeah, awesome. So, tell us what's going on. What do you have happening at the Capitol?
Well, we finished up our session, our scheduled session on Monday, and it was really sort of anticlimactic. I'm very used to spending long hours into the wee morning working on legislation on the House floor. I spent 4 years in the House and just completed my first year in the Senate. But we didn't do that this year. In fact, the Saturday and the Sunday before our last day, we weren't even at the Capitol. There weren't any committee hearings. There weren't any omnibus meetings. Nothing was going on for most of us. There was some work going on behind the scenes. So that was extremely unusual that we weren't involved in those or that we don't didn't have those long hours. But needless to say, we, of course, did not get the work done that we were sent to do. So we will be back in Minnesota for a special session coming up probably mid-June, and hopefully we'll get some of those tasks done, especially around finance and some of the policy, the work that didn't get done. And so that was a little disappointing, but I did get out to the MIAC meeting, the Minnesota Indian Affairs meeting. It's where all of our tribal leaders and all the committee chairs within the state government, as well as other offices and individuals that make decisions for Minnesota, they gather quarterly and review what's been going on and how, and some of the things that affect Indian country. And so they get to talk about it and say, here's what we're doing, here's what we're working on, here's what's going, what we're planning ahead on. So that was nice. It was the first time we met in person since COVID started. And then the next day, I drove north of the Twin Cities up to Garrison, Minnesota, where there was an Indian mound reburial. And I don't know how many people are really familiar with the burial mounds, but we have quite a few of them here in Minnesota. What has happened is that they more or less have been disturbed quite often. So these are large burial mounds, you know, actually prehistoric Native American burial grounds. And I think the very oldest burial grounds were constructed 1,500 to 2,000 years ago. And so there are, you know, Dakota ancestors buried there. And we're really sad to know how many have been disturbed, but these specific ones had been disturbed during the widening of Highway 169. And so MnDOT has been tasked with gathering those remains that were disturbed and reburying them in fresh mounds. And so I'm really proud to say I have a brother that is an archaeologist and worked on that project, another brother that kind of watched out for it when nobody was around. And then we had a really lovely ceremony with the elders and settled the ancestors in. And then they were, I was hosted at a feast, and it was just a really, really lovely day. And again, so glad to be able to do these things in person post, you know, as we move out of COVID and our numbers in Minnesota are looking better and better every day. But it felt good to be in community. It felt good to hug some people that I really care about and shake the hands of those that did the good work to honor and lay our ancestors to rest.
So Mary, here's kind of a weird question, because those are a couple things, boy, I would have liked to have come and seen. Do you have a schedule as a state senator on what you do, or is this thing that you're not doing it? I mean, that, you know, your constituents can see if you, what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't have a calendar that I put out publicly to show all of the appointments I have every single day, I have a calendar, and you know, in Minnesota we're supposed to be a part-time legislature. You know, we start in January, we finish in mid-May, so that, you know, this is a agriculture. Historically, it's been an agriculture state, so all these legislator guys needed to get home and put their crops in, and that's really why the schedule is the way that it is. But we're finding more and more, and especially because we have a split legislature with majority Republican in the Senate and majority Democrat in the House, we're having a harder time getting the work done within those parameters. And so it could be that we would have a different schedule, or we would have, there would be extra days always put into our calendars.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. A part-time job, Wendy, geez.
Yeah, I don't know. Mary, I was just
you know, when you were talking about the mounds and then the burial and the remains of old burials, they are moved to go to new sites so that a highway can go through. I kind of just kept kind of got thinking, like, would they do that to white people's graves? You know, but I did just Google, and it is true that they do move graves for these highways. And I don't know. It just surprised me. I didn't think that they would do that. But
well, they dug it up and didn't know it was a grave site.
Right. That
was
but they're.
Well, actually, they did know, and they were told that there were remains there. But that information was not broadly shared with the people that needed to know that, nor was it a consideration at the end when they did do that. And it wasn't like they gently removed them and put them elsewhere. They just went right through. And then the archaeologists had to go back and collect the soil and the bones and the artifacts, take them to another site, sift through the dirt and the sand to collect all of those. And then at a whole nother site, they put in three burial mounds and put all of those remains and artifacts in there in a place where, you know, the general public wouldn't see it or that it can't be desecrated. But it was not done well. And this isn't the first time that happened. There was a really sad situation down in the Minnetonka Wayzata area. And my brother's working on another one up in northern Minnesota. But again, this is not unique to Minnesota. Down in Tennessee, I have another brother who protects the burial mounds down there. And they have huge burial mounds that that have been, you know, just wiped off the face of the earth. And the few that are still there are very strongly, very well protected by those that really care to make sure that our ancestors are not disturbed.
Right. And I talked to the Minnesota Historical Society, and there are a couple of key burial grounds that they will not let anybody know where they are. And they're keeping keeping tabs on it, and they don't let anyone know where it is.
Nope. There's a pretty well mapped chart of these things, and yes, they won't make it public at all. They're very concerned about folks, you know, desecrating it, looking for artifacts, just, you know, out of spite or whatever. So yeah, it's really important that we preserve these, and unfortunately we do have to protect them under the blanket of secrecy. But Robert, it's very interesting because there were a few people there that I met, and they said, "Oh, we hear you on the radio."
Well, I hope
like,
it's
I hope Robert Pilot.
I was going to say, I hope it's our show and you haven't been moonlighting on us.
Yep.
That's awesome. Hey, we'll talk a little bit more about this, Mary. That's kind of a real crazy kind of talk about with the mounds, because I know especially in Wisconsin they have all those snake mounds, you know, that look like snakes from the skies, and mm-hmm. and those are all over in Wisconsin too. And I know I was at a protest at the Capitol 4 or 5 years ago. It's stop desecrating the mounds, save the mounds, and their legislator did finally come around. I remember that very well.
Yeah, there was a place where they were building a splash park somewhere too.
Yes. Well, that was Mounds Park.
Oh, okay, Mounds Park. Yeah,
we can talk a little bit more about that. We'll be right back with State Senator Mary Kunish.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Eric Perkins, the Firm Realty in Edina, would like to take this time to thank all of our doctors, nurses, and first responders. In a time of crisis, they risk their own lives to ensure the safety and lives of others. Let's keep these unsung heroes in our thoughts and prayers. This from Eric Perkins, the Firm Realty in Edina. Over 20 years of experience, offering half the listing fees. Call 612-219-0234 or visit lowratecommission.com.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Stop mowing the lawn. There are better ways to spend your time. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping can help you save time and money by installing no-mow, bee-friendly lawns. It's time to turn off your noisy lawnmower and catch the buzz with happy native pollinators. Low-maintenance, low-cost landscaping makes life easier for bees, butterflies, and you. So save money, save bees, and save your weekend. Visit MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com. That's MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on AM 950.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment law, divorce, bankruptcy, DUI, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies overnight with a low around 70. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 89. And Sunday, a chance for thunderstorms with a high near 78. Nightingale off 26th and Lindale has patio, dining room, and bar seating available. Menu favorites include the famous Nightingale Burger and Fries, Ginger Tamari Chicken Wings, Smoked Chicken Liver Plate, and more. Plus, they still do takeout and delivery. Open daily 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. with a full menu till midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice, and the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Wendy. So, we're here with State Senator of Minnesota, Mary Kunish, and we were kind of in an interesting conversation there, Mary, about the mounds. And I was just looking up, all the mounds that are in Wisconsin and all the areas that already are like the Capitol. There's mounds all around the Capitol of Madison that they buried or that they built over. So there's all these sacred mounds all over the place that just thinking about it, it's a very interesting conversation because I know, where Maggie Lorenz has Phelan Creek Center, she is always fighting that because at one time, Wendy, Mounds Park has three big mounds. At one time, there were hundreds and hundreds of mounds there and the burial grounds there. And people from all over all over Turtle Island came there to that birthing cave below that.
Mm-hmm.
So it, just a FYI. But, yeah, really good subject, Mary, talking about that. And one thing I'd like to hear a little bit more about, because we cut you off at the end, is like, so you have people listening to you on the show and they heard you, huh?
Yeah. Yes. My brother was introducing me to a few of the guys that were instrumental in it, in the mound reconstruction and that sort of thing, and other folks up there. And a few of them, you know, when he said, yeah, this is my sister, and they're like, oh, I hear you on the radio. I'm like, oh, you must listen to Native Roots. And they're like, yeah, mm-hmm. we do. That's, there's a good audience in northern Minnesota for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's funny that they didn't mention that, hey, you're a state senator. But no, they were like more like, hey, you're a radio personality mm-hmm. on Native mm-hmm. Roots. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
It was all about the radio, Robert. All about Native Roots.
Exactly. Of course, Robert.
Easy.
You know, and that, hey. You know, Native Roots and Robert Pilot, you know.
There
it's
we
like,
go.
Oh, don't you know who I am? No, right. Just kidding.
You got to get some T-shirts with a, yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
Cool. So what are your plans this summer? I know there's a lot going on. We're getting powwowed up. There's people, you know, there's been a couple powwows in Little Earth and round dances and things. And I don't know if I'm 100% ready to get out there, Mary.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. You know, I just want to make sure that everybody's, you know, still being very safe. But yeah, powwow season is starting. Columbia Heights High School here in my district, their American Indian education team is putting together a powwow this weekend. So I'm going to go over there tomorrow. That'll be the very first one I get to. But I'm looking forward to some of these powwows. I have a couple conferences, one down in Tennessee and one out in the Black Hills that I'm really looking forward to. Probably taking road trips. I just want to get in my car and drive somewhere different. And then, as I said, we'll have another special session in June. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, in order for our governor to continue to have the emergency powers to make split-minute decisions or to utilize and access emergency funds that are still coming from the federal government, he has to have those be under that guideline or that umbrella of emergency powers. And the only way he gets those is for the legislators to vote for it, to allow him to have that. So we have to go back every 30 days and open up a session and give him those executive powers once again. So I imagine we'll continue to do that through the summer. And, you know, I just want to be around my family. I have this really large family of 13 kids. We've got a few babies coming. In fact, I'm going to be a grandma in October.
What?
And so, yep.
Robert's
so I just want to spend a lot of time with my family in different, you know, whatever way we can get together. And we already have a handful of gatherings. So, you know. I'm just going to take it bit by bit and see where it takes me and just enjoy Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a great attitude. Mm-hmm. I'm driving up north to see Winona LaDuke tomorrow, or I'd be at that powwow for sure. It's supposed to be a beautiful day down here.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hot one, hot
yeah.
and humid.
Yeah.
So we're excited, yeah. you know, and, you know, we'll be celebrating my 60th birthday Monday, mm-hmm. and we have our daughter coming over and her husband, and hopefully they have, you know, a lot of presents for me.
A big
new T-shirts.
Oh,
yeah. New T-shirts. Oh, it's, oh.
And chips to fill in your chip drawer.
Wow. Mary listens to the show. That's awesome.
She remembers.
Yeah.
I think you showed it to me the one time I was there at your house for one of the recordings, and you're like, hey, you want to see something? And open yeah. up the chip drawer.
Well, you know, and one of Wendy's nurse's friends was kind of going, and then they have a chip drawer just for chips. She was like appalled.
Well, she also said to cut out the Lay's potato chips for your triglycerides, so we switched to the baked.
Yeah, the baked are delicious, too. Yeah. I'm trying to tell myself that, Senator Kunesh, that they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Yeah, so you're retired from teaching, and so now you can kind of kick back. But I really feel like being a legislator, especially a state senator, is a full-time job because mm-hmm. you're now it's time to go talk to your constituents, right?
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. For the last 4 years, you know, we ended our session on a Monday. By Wednesday, I was back in school and working towards the end of the school year and then starting up in the fall. Now I'm not. And it's a bit of a relief. So it's kind of bittersweet, I'm not going to lie. But mm-hmm. yes, I mean, today I had 2 Zoom meetings in the morning, and then I went and met a constituent in person in the community. This week I met with one of our constituent who's a police officer, and she just wanted to like talk about the civil unrest that's been happening in Minnesota and how it affects her as a police officer. And I really, really appreciated her reaching out to me and asking for that conversation, because those of you that are following any of the news in Minnesota, we are just in a real funk of disaster lately with mm-hmm. Police shootings and deaths, and then other shootings within neighborhoods. And just this week, 3 young children were shot by stray bullets. One little girl died. Speaking with this police officer really gave me, you know, a moment to pause and make sure that when we are looking at legislation or we're talking about certain issues in context, we have to bring in everybody into the conversation so that we can see it really clearly from all sides of the story. She did leave me with a really good tip on how to get free car seats. Now that we're, you know, people are kind of moving around a little bit more, maybe mm-hmm. thinking about road trips and making sure that kids are safe in their cars, you know. So she gave me a tip on how to access free car seats. But it never ends. And then again this afternoon, a meeting with a constituent, and then I had another Zoom meeting, and now I have this. So, you know, maybe this weekend I can take a day off and relax. But I mean, I knew what I was getting into, so right. I can't complain.
You aren't complaining. And I just asked because we really appreciate you and all the people that are like-minded that are at the Capitol, because it's a thankless job, right, Wendy?
Well, and Mary, you're so good at it, and you're so wonderful at building relationships and listening to both sides, you know. So we want to thank you for that as well.
You bet.
And it's a great point, Mary, too. You know, one of our great friends is Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and you know, there's 2 sides of the story, and, mm-hmm. you know, we can't wait to get Dave on and talk about a few things. But, you know, boy, would we rather have Stenick as a sheriff when all this crap was going down, mm-hmm. or we'd rather have Dave Hutchinson? Mm-hmm. And I can say I'd rather have Dave Hutchinson because...
Yeah. 100%.
Because Stenick was an Indian fighter. Let's get real. He sent all those people to Dakota Access Pipeline, and it's on and on. But so that's a really good point, because you know, I think one of the things during the trial, the Chauvin trial, was that we had the knock down the blue line, and people were really talking their truth and not protecting a bad cop. And I think that's all most of us are asking for, Mary.
Well, and I think that's the sentiment within the police community as well. They don't want to be around, you know, a bad apple, as they like to say. It just makes their life, their job harder. It puts their life in jeopardy. I mean, these are people that have, you know, are sworn to protect their community. And I would say the majority of them really have that in mind. But when you get those that, you know, for whatever reason, are not peace officers, but are actually perpetrators themselves, that just makes it I mean, Robert, you and I know we're teachers. You get 1 or 2right. bad teachers and all of a sudden we're all rotten eggs. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I want to really say thank you so much for stopping in and checking in and just telling us a little bit about the day of life of State Senator Mary Kunish. Really, it's really a pleasure to hear And to be a part of your life, right, Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on, because I think people need to know that you guys are human and that you're approachable and that, you know, all those things win.
Yeah, absolutely. That you're definitely approachable. Yeah.
Good. Good, yeah. Good. And talking about approachable, June 1st, the chain link fence comes down around our Capitol. And all those concrete blocks. So once again, people can walk up to the Capitol and, can hardly wait. I got stuck behind that fence once and I had to wait for somebody to come open up a gate so I could get out.
That's
so it'll be good.
Well, it'll be good for me. I'll be able to get closer to one of those statues I want to knock over. So that's good. Oh, just kidding.
And it'll feel just more normal. It'll feel more peaceful and normal to be around the Capitol when those fences come down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good call. Thanks again, Pinigigi Mary. Really great to have you on and close out a week with all your positivity and what's going on in our state.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Yep. Happy weekend, everybody. Drive safely.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we'll be right back with Wendy was talking about our sacred animals.
Stay with us.
Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. This show is dedicated to those who give back and fight for back for our people and our relatives with hooves, legs, tails, fins.
Feathers,
yeah.
Fins.
We are the resistance. We are awake. I want to introduce Wendy Pilot. She's my awesome and beautiful wife. She's been an animal advocate for most of her life, and she is a Humane Society policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the local and state level. Welcome, Wendy, and tell us your name.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hana Jihi Hani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by Dega Curtis. So as always, Curtis, thank you so much. So yesterday I was talking, and I just want to bring this up quickly because then I have 16 unique facts about 16 unique animals. So I really want to talk about that. But I just want to bring up once more about this bill that I was able to have a Zoom meeting about yesterday with Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar's legislative assistant. His name was Brian, and we were able to Zoom with him yesterday to talk to him about different bills that we want to have passed. And one of the bills that I'm really involved with is the Puppy Protection Act, and it's Senate File 1385. Now, I want everyone to call Amy Klobuchar because it's really important. The Animal Welfare Act, it was just updated May 2020, and it would provide a few increased standards of care, including annual veterinary exam, vaccinations, and 24-hour access to fresh, clean water for all dogs. And these are dogs that are kept in puppy mills. So these are horrible conditions. The dogs are in cages. But what we want and what we're asking and what the Puppy Protection Act does is it kind of pumps up the Animal Welfare Act now. So we want to amend the AWA, which is the Animal Welfare Act, to bring even more protection to these dogs. So we want to ban harmful practices such as cage stacking and wire flooring. We want to require larger enclosures, including spacious outdoor exercise runs for all dogs over 12 weeks old. We want that all dogs be fed twice a day. We want to require that dogs be protected from sweltering or frigid temperatures. Now, we don't think that any of this is above and beyond. We think that this is just what a dog should have. Now, the thing is that the Animal Welfare Act is in the USDA. So the USDA is the United States Department of Agriculture. And what happens is that people don't vote and vote for this stuff. They won't vote, and Amy Klobuchar won't vote for the Puppy Protection Act because it's clumped up with the agriculture bill. So what they think is that, well, if we increase all these standards for these puppies, then we're going to have to take pigs out of gestational crates.
Yeah.
We're going to have to treat these cows on fake factory farms more better. So we want, and now here's the thing. I was just thinking about this earlier today. Are there more people who care about the cows and the pigs, or there are people in the agriculture department, right, who want to keep just those low standards for those animals? Are there more people like that, or are there more people who care about these puppies? Now, I don't know what the answer is, but we need to call Amy Klobuchar. Her phone number is 202-224-3244. I'm going to repeat the number again.
It's right up there.
Yep, and I want everyone to just give her a call. Say, listen, Senator Amy Klobuchar, I'm a constituent, and I would really want your support on the Puppy Protection Act 1385. Again, her phone number is 202-224-3244. So we want standards. If a dog has to be in a puppy mill, we at least don't want them to have to suffer day in and day out. We want at least the standards to be better than what they are now. That's all we're asking.
And just to remind everybody, Wendy, how many dogs? I mean, there are so many unloved dogs
right
out
now,
there.
Yeah, right now there's 10,000 puppy mills in the United States. And Minnesota really has some of the largest ones that have the largest amount of dogs in them. And they're kept in horrible conditions. The dogs never leave the cages.
What I wanted you to say is, like, if I need to get rid of all the puppies, how many dogs does
everyone have? They say that right now every person in the United States, so if you have a family of four, every person in the family, every person in the United
States, even
the little kids, have to have four dogs each to combat the homeless dog population in the United States. And it's even higher for cats. Everybody has to have seven cats each.
So adopt
and don't shop.
Support these. Yeah. Support these puppy mills because mm-hmm. that's what. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say that you know there are good breeders out there. There are responsible breeders out there, but they're so far and few between that it's really unbelievable. So anyway, but let's just talk really quick here. It's Fun Friday, and I want to get off to a good start here and have some fun facts. So I have 16 unique facts about 16 unique animals, and we're not going to be able to get them through. But Robert, do you know where the heart of a shrimp is located?
In their head.
It's true. Yeah. You're right. How did you know that?
Because I'm like a shrimp. I'm very emotional and my heart's in my head.
Did you know a snail can sleep for 3 years?
I'm part snail. So
I'm part snail because I love
that's right.
to do that. And you know what? I did mention this once a long time ago, but the fingerprints on a koala bear are so close to humans that they have on occasion been confused at a crime scene. Yeah, a koala's fingerprints are
yeah,
so...
Yeah, please read that again.
Fingerprints of a koala bear are so close to a human fingerprints that they have on occasion been confused at a crime scene.
I've had mine surgically removed when I was younger, when I was kind of a thief.
Whatever. Did you know that that slugs have four noses?
I'm part slug, too.
Uh-huh. What is the animal, and we talked about this once a long time ago, too, the only animal that can't jump? Do you know what it is?
Oh, I know. It's a hummingbird.
No.
What?
It's an elephant.
Oh.
An elephant, they cannot jump.
But they can play backgammon. I know that.
No. A rhinoceros's
is
horn.
Imposterous.
A rhinoceros's horn is made of hair.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That is a fun fact.
And it is possible to hypnotize a frog by placing it on its back and gently stroking its stomach.
Yeah.
You get hypnotized that way, too.
Yeah. So does our dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it takes a sloth 2 weeks to digest its food.
Yeah, I'm part
so they
slow.
don't only just move really slow and climb trees really slow. They also digest their food really slow.
I think I was a sloth at one time, Wendy, in another life.
Okay, here. Listen to this one. Nearly 3% of the ice in Antarctica glaciers is penguin urine.
Oh,
yeah, yep.
I think that would be cool name of a punk rock band.
And
penguin urine.
Here's one too. Bats always turn left when leaving a cave.
They're sacred. They're sacred. Hey, wow. We are not living on Earth. We are Earth. I want to end the show with these thoughts. If you are listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. Pinigigi for State Senator Mary Kunish for being on. We are still here, Wendy. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Stop line three.